It's the middle of the week, a hot mid-August day, and the rides at Holiday World Amusement Park in southern Indiana aren't running. The water park is closed, and instead, construction crews are working on a large project.
We are really excited to be building our first major steel roller coaster for next year, the Thunderbird. It's a huge attraction, and we've done so because of the successes that we've had.
But despite the success he mentions, Eric Snow, who oversees marketing at Holiday World, is concerned that it's mid-August and the park isn't operating.
And with schools going back to session so early, the summer season is really getting shorter, and we're having to respond to it.
The shorter summer is because of the balanced calendar some school districts are trying. Instead of summer being around 2.5 months long, the days off are spread throughout the school year. This usually means summer break is only 1.5 months long, but Christmas, Thanksgiving, and spring break are significantly longer. School districts are not adopting this calendar to take summer away from kids or punish seasonal businesses like Holiday World. Many say it's the best thing for students. Steve Phillips is the superintendent of Mitchell Community Schools near Bedford. His district switched to the balanced calendar 2 years ago.
I heard consistently that once students get back from a long summertime, they had to take a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks just to catch them back up to the level that they were when they left. So I think there's some merit to that concept.
And since they've tried balancing the schedule between classroom instruction and days off, Phillips says teachers in Mitchell are not playing catch-up each fall. Just a few minutes away from Mitchell's high school is the Holiday Drive-In.
Anyway, this here's what we call a Century Projector.
A locally owned drive-in movie theater that shows movies on film reels and is completely outdoors, meaning it is only open in the summer. Or, more precisely, only open when it's not a school night.
This is part that runs your film through here.
That's Steve Wilson. He's owned the Holiday Drive-In for more than a decade. It's been successful, but when Mitchell Community School started going back the first week of August, Wilson saw his crowds dwindle on Sunday nights. Parents were getting their kids in bed for school the next day or not going to the drive-in. Wilson couldn't afford to open on Sundays anymore.
Oh, yes. It's probably cost us $10,000 a year here at this drive-in, which is probably about 15% of our gross.
Which is alarming for Wilson, who says he can't make up the lost business at other points of the year when kids are out of school again.
You know, I've had people say, well, you need to adapt. Well, there's not much of a way to adapt. Our business runs in the summer. When you take a month of summer away and throw it in the middle of the winter, I can't reopen late in the fall or early in the winter to run the theater. It's not cost effective to do that.
Phillips says the success of Mitchell students will always come first, and local businesses should realize with 180 days of classroom time mandated by the state, the summer will always seem too short.
So you're either going to lose them at the beginning or at the end. But the only way you can get all these days in, you have to start either a little later and then go into June or start earlier and get done May 21st.
The Indiana Department of Education does not track how many districts use the balance calendar, but it is increasing throughout the state. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.